Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nut Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Happiness Advantage, How a Positive Brain Fuels Success in Work and Life, Sean Acor presents an engaging and persuasive argument that turning our traditional understanding of success on its head can lead to not only a more fulfilling life, but also a more successful one. Contrary to the widespread belief that working hard will lead to success, which eventually leads to happiness, Acor suggests that happiness is actually the key to fast-tracking our personal and professional growth. The book, rich in anecdotes and bolstered by scientific research, provides practical strategies for fostering happiness in our lives and illustrates how this shift in perspective can lead to significant improvements in our career, health, and relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Happiness Advantage Principle. Sean Acor introduces the central thesis of his book, The Happiness Advantage, which posits that fostering a positive mindset can significantly boost one's ability to achieve success. Acor uses a blend of engaging personal anecdotes and solid research to illustrate how a happy brain performs significantly better than one operating under negative or neutral conditions. He argues that happiness leads to greater levels of creativity, energy, and intelligence, setting the stage for enhanced productivity and ultimately, greater success. This principle challenges the traditional notion that happiness is merely a byproduct of success, encouraging readers to prioritize their emotional well-being as a foundational step towards achieving their goals. Secondly, the seven principles. Acor elaborates on seven actionable principles that can help individuals capitalize on the happiness advantage. These include the Zorro Circle, which emphasizes mastering small, manageable goals to increase personal effectiveness, and the 20-second rule, aimed at reducing barriers to change by restructuring your environment. Other principles such as social investment advocate for investing in one's social support network during challenging times, highlighting the importance of relationships in achieving and sustaining happiness. By delving into these principles, Acor provides readers with tangible strategies to increase happiness, improve their resilience, and leverage positivity for greater success. Thirdly, ripples of positivity. Acor discusses the concept of ripples of positivity, illustrating how happiness and positive behavior can spread within an individual's network and have a broad impact on a community or organization. By adopting a positive mindset, individuals can influence their peers, fostering a more collaborative and supportive environment. This phenomenon underlines the substantial role positivity plays, not only in personal success, but also in uplifting others. Through various examples, Acor shows how cultivating a culture of positivity can lead to improvements in team performance, job satisfaction, and overall well-being. Fourthly, transforming your mindset. One of the key aspects of achieving the happiness advantage is transforming your mindset. Acor delves into practical techniques for retraining the brain to default to positive rather than negative thinking patterns. He introduces concepts like the Tetris effect, which demonstrates how repetitive activities can shape our brains to spot patterns of possibility rather than focusing on potential obstacles. Moreover, Acor explains the significance of gratitude practices and mindfulness as tools for maintaining a positive outlook. These strategies are not only helpful in personal development, but also essential for fostering a productive and happy work environment. Lastly, applying the happiness advantage at work. The final section of the book focuses on applying the principles of the happiness advantage in the workplace. Acor offers a roadmap for individuals and organizations to integrate positivity into their professional lives, leading to enhanced job satisfaction, increased productivity, and greater innovation. He discusses the importance of creating a positive culture, valuing employee well-being, and encouraging a supportive environment. By providing concrete examples and actionable advice, Acor demonstrates how applying the tenets of the happiness advantage can transform an organization, leading to a more engaged workforce and superior performance. In conclusion, Sean Acor's The Happiness Advantage, How a Positive Brain Fuels Success in Work and Life, is an essential read for anyone looking to enhance their personal or professional life through the transformative power of positivity. Acor convincingly argues that happiness is not a luxury afforded after achieving success, but a critical component for achieving it. The book is particularly beneficial for professionals seeking to improve their work environment productivity, and job satisfaction, as well as individuals looking to enhance their overall well-being. Through practical advice and scientific backing, the Happiness Advantage offers a blueprint for how to cultivate happiness and leverage it for personal and communal success. If you would like to support Sean Acor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.